morning and welcome to Spirit in the Morning on this Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. I'm Gary Zimek and we've got a fantastic show for you today. I'll tell you more about it after we pray. Let's remember that we are in the presence right now of our Heavenly Father. What a great thought this morning. So let's turn to Him in prayer. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, first of all, we thank you for your constant presence in our lives. No matter where we go, you are always with us. So we recognize that as we turn to you this morning, and we thank you first for bringing us to a new day. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for always being willing to listen to us whenever we turn to you. We turn to you today, Father, and we ask you to bless us. We ask you to bless our families. We ask you to give us the grace that we need to be a light in the darkness. Father, there are many people hurting in the world. We ask you to use us as your instruments, to be able to go and minister to those we encounter today so that we may draw them closer to you. We pray for peace in our own lives. We pray for peace in the world. Father, we ask you to watch over and protect those who are homeless, as well as those who are confined to their homes or maybe imprisoned. We ask you, Father, to guide our government officials so that they may rule us with your law in mind. We ask you also to speak through us on the radio program today so that your message can go forth over these airwaves. And we ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, are you ready to get started? We have got a great show. See, I just assumed you said yes. Even though I can't hear you, I assumed you said yes. We got a great show for you today. I am Gary Zimek, as I said at the start, in case you're just tuning in. On the show today, author Mary Beth Weisenberger will be here. She's the author of the book from Dynamic Catholic called Praying with a Pen. She's going to be talking a little bit about Thanksgiving, how to develop an attitude of gratitude. And also our friend Dr. Kevin Vost will be here, the author of the new book, The Catholic Guide to Loneliness. He's going to talk a little bit about loneliness and the holidays. This is a very real problem, and I asked Kevin to come on the show to talk about that today on the program, on this eve of Thanksgiving. Right now, by my side, the one, the only, waiting patiently, Mr. Dave Parker.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Dave, I am always good when I see you here in the studio.
Yeah. Hey, it's a blessing to see you, too. I love doing the show, and we're so blessed.
We are. We
praise God.
You talk about things that we're thankful for. This show is one of them. I'm very thankful for you and for Frank and for everyone here at the station and for the opportunity to do this program. And I'm thankful for all of our listeners, too.
Absolutely. And, well, I just want to thank, you know, Dale and Jane and Frank and Carolyn and everyone, the family and at Holy Spirit Radio and the Foundation and our listeners. What a festive time, but a grateful time of year that, you know, we are to, you know, give thanks.
That's right. That's right. Know? And by the way, looking at an empty chair over there, we are without Frank Eliason today, but I trust that Frank is listening. He's doing some last-minute preparations.
I trust he's in fine fettle, as the Irish say.
Fine fettle.
Yes. Do you have that book?
No, I don't have my book today.
I was gonna,
by the way, we got emails on that segment. That was actually a successful segment.
All
we're
going to
do more of that. But yeah, we miss Frank.
Yeah, Frank. I know Frank's doing well.
He's doing the cooking for his family.
Yes,
he's frying a turkey this year. I find this fascinating. I want I want a full report on this, on a fried turkey. I hear that's very good.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
I've never tried it.
Yeah, we were going to do it. I mean, we were talking about this over the last couple of weeks, Frank, you and I. And my wife Barbara, we were gonna, you know, kind of invest in a deep fryer. We got really excited.
Did
but,
you?
Yes, but guess what?
You chickened out.
We chickened out. We turkeyed out.
Well, that's always the concern in my mind, because if it doesn't work,
yeah, exactly.
Then what do you do? Then everybody goes out to dinner quickly.
Then everybody's sad.
We're gonna,
and maybe angry.
We're gonna get a full report from Frank when that. After Thanksgiving.
So we're going to do it not in a holiday season. We're going to experiment and perfect
it. Oh, that's smart.
Perfect it.
Very good.
Aren't we, Barbara?
Dave, I want to do a quick look at the weather. Then, before the gospel, I want to share my adventure yesterday. Today's weather currently at the Philadelphia International Airport, where I understand it's very busy. A lot of people traveling today.
Oh.
52 degrees, light rain. Today we're going to have showers likely, but they should be finished by 8 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be gradual clearing, high near 56. Tonight, low around 30, clear skies. Thanksgiving Day, sunny with a high near 45.
All right.
A little chilly, but not bad. I mean, there have been Thanksgivings where it was either rainy or extremely cold.
Exactly.
So 45 is not bad. At the present time in Morgantown, it's 41. In Ottsville, it's 47. And in Pendel, it's 51 degrees.
Yeah, this is the busiest travel day of the year, is it not?
Well, I heard Sunday was even more busy.
Oh, is it?
Because people go at different times for Thanksgiving, but everybody comes home on Sunday. That's what I heard on the news anyway. So, but this is an extremely busy
day.
Oh,
it is. Yes, it is.
I wanted to share a little bit about my adventure on a serious note.
The Adventures of Gary Zimak.
Yeah, on a serious note. My my daughter Elizabeth was, it's a great story, and we're so blessed that everything has worked out. But before Elizabeth was born, Elizabeth and Mary, my twin daughters, had a condition called twin-to-twin transfusion syndrome. They only had a 10% chance of being born alive. Praise God, they're 20, they're healthy. God is so good. It all worked out despite what the doctors told us. But Elizabeth was born with full-blown congestive heart failure. Now, I'm not a doctor, but I'm pretty sure we have four valves in our heart. When she was born, three of the valves were not functioning properly.
Wow.
The fourth valve is the pulmonary valve. That valve doesn't get used until you're born and you begin to breathe because it controls oxygen, I think, into the heart. So when Elizabeth was born, when she was delivered 3 months prematurely, by the way, the three heart valves that were malfunctioning, they were okay. So it was just a matter of getting her through the difficult pregnancy. And when she was born, those valves were okay. Well, lo and behold, when she was delivered, the doctors discovered that the fourth valve, the pulmonary valve, was not working. So here she is through the congestive heart failure. Now she's got the problem with the pulmonary valve. She had a condition called pulmonary stenosis. When she was maybe about a month old, 2.5 pounds, they had to do a procedure at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. And they popped open the valve. They did an angioplasty. But because of that, she has to be monitored every year by a cardiologist because there is a chance, slight chance, that the valve can wear out someday and she'll have to undergo valve replacement. So to make a long story short, we went to the University of Pennsylvania yesterday. She was being seen by a cardiologist from Children's Hospital, but they said, okay, it's time to move up to an adult cardiologist. And doctor noticed some leakage in her valve and said, we better check this out. That's normal, but they want to make sure it doesn't get worse. So it was a little unsettling when we went yesterday to the University of Pennsylvania. Thank God, and I posted this on Facebook, and Dave, you called me last night. I thank you for your concern.
You're welcome.
Thank God, everything
was
fine.
Worried.
It's very nice of you to say that, to call. Yeah. I mean, we were really touched by that.
I was concerned, yes.
So thank you.
You're welcome.
And we had people praying on Facebook because I didn't know what we were dealing with. So, praise God, everything's fine. The doctor said she was everything looks fantastic, and she's probably going to be good for many, many years. But she has to get this monitored every year. Eileen and I are so thankful for the gift of Elizabeth and for Mary that they are healthy and that we are blessed beyond belief. But the story I want to share is I'm not used to driving with a lot of traffic. I mean, you know, I've traveled coast to coast speaking, and I've driven in a lot of traffic, but I don't do it that much. I leave for the studio very early in the morning. It was absolutely insane to try to get to the University of Pennsylvania yesterday.
And what time was this?
Well, this was about noon, and we came home about 4.
Okay.
But as we got around Franklin Field and the University of Pennsylvania Hospital, there's a lot of construction going on. And it's like you're dealing with one lane of traffic. If you're in the wrong lane, forget it. And I had a GPS, too, but that didn't make any difference. Eileen's holding the GPS.
Yes.
And there was one point where we were on 76 and going pretty fast, traffic all around me. There's three lanes, right? The GPS is telling me I'm supposed to be going straight. All three lanes say exit, exit, exit. And I said to Eileen, which one do I take? She's holding the GPS.
Exactly.
I don't know.
I've been in those instances.
Right?
I feel it. brother. I feel it.
So
for you guys,
I am really stressed out as I'm getting nearer there. But we survived, thank God. Mm-hmm. We dealt with the parking garage, and you have to get the ticket validated, and then you have to find the. We barely found the parking garage.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of those things, Dave. Isn't it sometimes extremely stressful?
Oh, very
to drive in fast moving traffic.
Exactly.
Where you've got to be in a certain lane quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right,
and there are cars all around you, and like, how am I going to do this? You know,
and you know,
yeah,
in the city of brotherly love. I'm a Philadelphian, born and raised here.
Yes,
but the honking horns really don't help me. But I know I'm in the wrong lane.
Yeah,
I get it.
Me,
but, you know,
me too. So, I'm glad you made it, Gary and Eileen and you guys. And I'm so glad that Elizabeth is fine. And I'm sure Mary, everybody was kind of stressed out.
We all went. All of us went. And Mary was good. She sat there and patiently. Yeah. Me and Mary sat in the lobby and looked for the cafeteria. So it was fun.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad that everything turned out well.
It did. Well, anyway, thank you. But it was an adventure. We had we were stressed out. By the time I got back, I just needed to take a nap.
So, okay. I understand, you know, brother. All right.
I don't get
praise
around
God
much.
That, yeah.
Anyway, I think it's time for the gospel.
I think it is, too.
Today's gospel is a little longer. And Dave, this is the old sledgehammer, as Father Larry Richards likes to say. We've been hearing this message a lot. We're going to hear it again on Sunday. We'll hear Matthew's version of this. This is, actually, we heard Matthew's version last Sunday, but this is Luke's version of the parable of the talents.
Okay.
Luke 19, 11 through 28. While people were listening to Jesus speak, he proceeded to tell a parable because he was near Jerusalem and thought that the kingdom of God would appear there immediately. So he said, a nobleman went off to a distant country to obtain the kingship for himself, and then to return. He called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 gold coins and told them, engage in trade with these until I return. His fellow citizens, however, despised him and sent a delegation after him to announce, we do not want this man to be our king. But when he returned after obtaining the kingship, he had the servants call, to whom he had given the money, to learn what they had gained by trading. First came forward and said, sir, your gold coin has earned 10 additional ones. He replied, well done, good servant. You have been faithful in this very small matter. Take charge of 10 cities. Then the second came and reported, your gold coin, sir, has earned 5 more. And to this servant too, he said, you take charge of 5 cities. Then the other servant came and said, sir, here is your gold coin. I kept it stored away in a handkerchief, for I was afraid of you, because you are a demanding man. You take up what you did not lay down. You harvest what you did not plant. That's my music. I'm out of time, but you know the story.
Yep.
The Lord expects us to use our talent.
God is great. God is good.
That's right. So use your talent. When we come back, Mary Beth Weisenberger.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for November 22nd. Today we celebrate Saint Cecilia. Never mind that little to nothing is known about today's saint. Cecilia is one of the most famous and most popular saints of the early church. She is also one of the most famous of the Roman martyrs, though there is reason to doubt the details surrounding her death. We do have evidence of a late 4th century church named after her, and we do know that her feast was celebrated by the year 545. According to legend, Cecilia was a young Christian of high rank, engaged to a Roman named Valerian. Through her influence, he was converted and later martyred along with his brother. Cecilia was thought to have met the same fate. Legend has it that after being struck 3 times on the neck with a sword, she lived for 3 days and asked the Pope to convert her home into a church. Since the time of the Renaissance, Cecilia has usually been portrayed in art with a viola or a small organ. The patron saint of musicians, she has become a symbol of the church's conviction that good music is an integral part of the liturgy. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Holly Hill Health Foods, a family-owned business for over 25 years, located at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, PA. They offer a large selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, formulas, and three nutritionists to serve you. Call them at 215-361-7770 or visit their website at www.hollyhillhealth.com.
It's a good morning, spelled with a Z. You're on Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
I can write a love song, tell you what I think you want to hear, but it wouldn't be good enough. No. Yeah, I could try so hard to give it everything I got, but I'm not ever gonna measure up. All I can do is thank you for this life I never deserved. Wanna thank you for the grace I know I don't have to earn. You love me, you love me. Your mercy is proof. All I can do you never walked away, 'cause your love runs deep for me. And I see this beautiful world and it brings tears in my eyes, and I think it's beautiful to be free. All I can do is thank you for this life I never deserved. Wanna thank you for the grace I know I don't have to earn. You love me, you love me.
All I can do is say thank you. That's All I Can Do by Mike's Chair. Boy, isn't that the truth sometimes? All I can do when I think of my many blessings is to turn to the Lord and say, thank you, Lord. And, you know, that's something that we can all do and we all should do. I'm Gary Zimak. The time right now is 7:18. Mary Beth Weisenberger is the author of the book Praying with a Pen, The Girlfriend's Guide to Stress-Free Prayer Journaling from DynamicCatholic.com. You can find Mary Beth online at PrayingWithAPen.com. I asked her to join us on the program today to help us to become more thankful. Hey, Mary Beth, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thanks for being able to join us on the show once again.
Well, you're welcome. I'm grateful to be here.
And we're grateful to have you here. And you know, Mary Beth, when I was trying to think of the perfect person to come on to help us to be thankful, your name popped into my mind. And I really feel that's the Holy Spirit, because I always ask him, Holy Spirit, give me the right guest at the right time. So you're here to help us become thankful. And I know you address this in your book, don't you?
I do. I do. Thanks to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, Gary. One of the five forms of prayer that the Catechism and the Church teaches us in all her wisdom is the concept of thanksgiving.
Wow.
And I think that's something that we can all do better at, and we can all integrate into our lives in a much better fashion if we practice it and we're intentional about it.
And how do we do that? How do we start? You know, sometimes I myself struggle with this, and I have forced myself when I wake up in the morning to go through a list of blessings, of things that I'm thankful for. And sometimes it just doesn't come naturally to me, though. Is it something we just have to force ourselves to do initially?
I think that you've hit upon the stumbling block that everyone faces when it comes to developing a habit of gratitude in our lives, and mm-hmm. that is that it doesn't come naturally to us.
Mm.
We're distracted human beings.
So
it's difficult sometimes, but that's why I have a bias toward journaling in particular, because it is a really excellent way for us to practice cultivating gratitude in our life. You know, waking up in the morning and writing down those five things that we're grateful for, or right before we go to bed, because what a great way to help us calm down and relax and generate some peace in our soul before we go to bed, than to write down those things that we are grateful for, things that happened to us today that we're thankful for.
Mary Beth, in 1 Corinthians 4:7, St. Paul asks us a very difficult question. What have you that you did not receive? What's the answer to that question?
I think we could probably all shout that answer to the question. And that is, of course, nothing.
Yeah.
All good gifts, we know, come from God.
Right.
And the question I pose in the book is, what if we lived our lives with that full awareness? And how would our behavior change? And how would our attitude be different? You know, we believe that God created us and is the one who blesses us with all these talents and virtues and abilities and so much grace. And we know we are to thank him for all of these many gifts that he bestows on us. And we understand when we do that we recognize that God is responsible for our gifts, that it also becomes a pathway to joy and peace and contentment in our lives. And there's research that proves that, too. You know, the Church in her wisdom has known this for thousands of years, and the secular world also has a lot of research that's catching up to that as well.
If you could, and you mentioned this in your book, could you possibly go over some of the results of having this attitude of gratitude, of being thankful?
Sure. According to a multitude of studies, people who practice the habit of being thankful, just listing 3 to 5 things every day, for example, are more likely to sleep better, more likely to have less anxiety in their lives. They are able to gain better control of their tempers.
Wow.
They can have more energy, be more optimistic. They can handle tragedy and crisis much better in their lives, and so much more. And I don't know about you, Gary, but that's a list of improvements I would welcome in my life.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, since I have started, again, forcing myself to thank the Lord for my blessings each morning, I've seen a difference in each of those areas, and it really has affected my life. How about if somebody's listening, Mary Beth, and they want to start this? They want to start this tomorrow. They're going to get a blank piece of paper or a journal, and they're going to sit down and start listing things for which they're grateful. Where do you start with that? Do you list the same 5 things every day, or do you ask the Holy Spirit to inspire you? How do you do that? How do you come up with a very robust list of things for which you're grateful?
Well, I think it's always a good idea to start with a little prayer, asking the Holy Spirit for some inspiration, and also to just find some time to be quiet and get away from a lot of your distractions. That always helps you.
Yeah.
So sometimes doing this at the kitchen table, if you're a busy mom, is not a good idea.
Right.
But finding a little cozy corner away from the distractions of your world is a good plan. But I think that would be a good challenge for folks, even as Thanksgiving parties commence tomorrow, is to sit down and take that blank piece of paper and start listing all of those things. And when I've done this with groups, it's an interesting phenomenon, because it's pretty easy for people to fill up a half a page of paper pretty quickly.
Right.
And then it starts to slow down a little bit.
Yeah.
But what this challenge does is it forces us to think deeper about the things that we are grateful for, to have a better awareness of not just the big things in our lives that we're thankful for, but all those little things that are in our lives that are that we're thankful for, and not just things, but the people in our lives that we are thankful for.
Yeah, Mary Beth, you and I both have written books for Dynamic Catholic, and Matthew Kelly has had a pretty profound influence on my life. One of the things he said in one of his books is that when we are able to breathe, it's not a right, it's a gift from God. And, you know, that's always touched me, and now I'm very aware of the fact that I can breathe, my heart is beating. These are gifts.
These are all gifts. And Matthew Kelly, in his prayer process that he teaches folks, starts with gratitude. So I think that's another lesson for us whenever we sit down to pray, that if we start by thanking God for all of the things that he has given us, that that's one of the best things that we can do, the best ways that we can pray.
One of the things that I have discovered, and I'm curious to get your take on this, is that in this process of trying to list my blessings, the things for which I'm thankful, I have gotten to the point where I have started to thank the Lord for the crosses he sends me as well. That wasn't the first thing on my mind, but I realize now that he loves me and that anything he allows to come into my life somehow can help me spiritually. Have you encountered that in your work, or do you do that, or do you recommend that we thank him for the crosses as well?
Oh, I think not only you and I, through our experiences, would recommend that, but many saints also recommend that as well. It's something that we recognize as part of our spiritual growth.
Mm-hmm.
It's, again, not something that comes naturally to
us. Right,
right. Because who likes to bear crosses?
Yeah.
Nobody. But it is something that will develop over time, I think, once we start to learn to put that practice into place, that we are thankful to God for all of the good gifts that he has given us. We do learn eventually, after traveling down some bumpy roads,
right,
we do learn that we can be thankful for the crosses that we are to bear and the challenges that we face in our lives.
Yeah, even if it doesn't feel good at the time, and that's the thing, we don't want to be completely led by our emotions in our spiritual life. Sometimes we have to say things and say, hey, Lord, thank you for this cross, even if it doesn't feel good at the time. The book is Praying with a Pen, The Girlfriend's Guide to Stress-Free Prayer Journaling, from Mary Beth Weisenberger. Mary Beth, can you remind us where we can find you online?
Yes, you can take a look at my blog at prayingwithapen.com, and the book is on dynamiccatholic.com.
Excellent. I'm going to have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Mary Beth, I really want to thank you for making the time to be with us on the show today and for helping us develop this attitude of gratitude. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you, and everybody have a great Thanksgiving Day.
All right. That was Mary Beth Weisenberger. Praying with a Pen is the name of the book. When we come back, Dr. Kevin Vost, we're going to be talking about loneliness. Stay tuned.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. Zimbabwe's recently fired vice president is set to return today to be sworn in as the country's new leader. The transfer of power to Emmerson Mnangagwa comes after Robert Mugabe announced his resignation in the middle of impeachment proceedings against him. Zimbabweans erupted in response, cheering and dancing in the streets. In his homily at morning mass yesterday, Pope Francis denounced cultural and ideological colonization, saying it leads to the persecution of believers. The Holy Father was reflecting on yesterday's reading from the Book of Maccabees, recounting the martyrdom of Eleazar. The Pope said, quote, "Every time a cultural and ideological colonization comes along, it sins against God the Creator because it wants to change creation as it was made by Him. And against this fact that has occurred so often in history, there is only one medicine, bearing witness, that is, martyrdom," end quote. The U.S. bishops have released their annual Thanksgiving message, giving thanks this year, especially for migrants and refugees. USCCB President Cardinal Daniel DiNardo lamented some of the political action against the Dreamers and refugees from places like Haiti, El Salvador, and Honduras. He said, quote, "One common feature of all these developments is their tendency to tear apart the family, the fundamental building block of our or any society. These threats to so many vulnerable immigrant and refugee families must end now." He went on to call them symptoms of an immigration system that is profoundly broken and requires comprehensive reform. And David Cassidy of the Partridge Family fame has died at age 67. His publicist released a statement yesterday evening saying Cassidy had died surrounded by those he loved. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
I want to tell you today about a very special thrift store located in Downingtown, Pennsylvania. Mary's Thrift Store was dedicated to our Blessed Mother on its opening day, May 13, 2017, the 100th anniversary of the first apparition of Our Lady in Fatima. Mary's Thrift Store is located at the Wedgwood Shopping Center at 4327 West Lincoln Highway in Downingtown, Pennsylvania. All proceeds benefit the St. Joseph's House, a charitable nonprofit in Coatesville, Pennsylvania, whose mission is to serve families and children in need. Come shop in this well-stocked store of quality merchandise that will bless you and your budget from Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And also check out the mission of St. Joseph's House by visiting www.sjhouse.org.
Tipping our coffee mugs in a salute to a God-centered day. You're listening to Gary Zimak on Spirit in the Morning.
Is this really the life I'm living? 'Cause I don't feel like I deserve it. Every day that I wake, every breath that I take, you've given. So right here, right now, while the sun is shining down, I wanna live like there's no
I want to live like there's no tomorrow, love, like I'm on borrowed time. It's good to be alive. I want to live like there's no
And that's Good to Be Alive by Jason Gray. I'm Gary Zimick. Did you catch that last line? Say thank you. That's something, that's the theme today on this day before Thanksgiving. Thank the Lord for allowing you to be alive and for the many blessings He has given to you. Well, the idea of loneliness is a very real problem, especially at the holidays. And we are joined now by Dr. Kevin Vost, who is the author of the new book, The Catholic Guide to Loneliness, from Sophia Institute Press. Kevin's been on the show before talking about the book, but I specifically wanted to ask him to come on today to address the topic of loneliness at the holidays. Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Good morning, Gary. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being willing to come on the program today. Kevin, I'm going to start off with a tough question, but this is one that came to mind this morning as I'm driving up saying my prayers. And I apologize in advance because I always ask the Holy Spirit to guide me and to ask me or to give me the question. So this comes from Him. If you don't like it, I do apologize for that. But, you know, I'm not going to argue with the Holy Spirit. But, Kevin, the thought may arise, if I have a faith in the Lord, and I know that the Lord is always with me, and specifically if I look at Psalm 139, I'm told I can't go anywhere to get away from the Lord. The fact that I'm lonely and the fact that I'm a Christian, does that mean there's something lacking in my faith?
Oh, that's a good question. That is a real good question. I mean, if we had, you know, perfect exercise of our reason, mm-hmm. and our faith, in a sense, maybe no, we have that full awareness of God's presence. But it's so often hard, you know, to have. Even the saints only
right.
certain times would have that spiritual ecstasy. So no, I mean, we can still experience loneliness. Some theologians have said even that Christ in His human nature experienced the feelings of loneliness in the Garden of Gethsemane,
wow.
and of course upon the cross. So right, faithful people, devout people can feel lonely. But as people of faith, we want to make sure that lonely doesn't incapacitate us and
exactly.
devastate us by doing, just like you said, you know, when you ask the Holy Spirit for questions, we remember, and that's a real sense that we're never alone.
Yeah.
God, you know, the Holy Spirit is with us, is inside us. So at the most fundamental level of all, we truly aren't alone, though as fallible human beings, we may at times feel those pangs of loneliness, especially when we feel that we're separated from other people, that
mm-hmm.
we're literally alone, or maybe even at times when we're in a crowd, we're in that group of our family at Thanksgiving, but everyone's arguing about the problems of the world, and maybe we just feel there's a disconnect.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, that was a great answer, so I think the Holy Spirit's helping you as well, my
friend. Oh, thank you.
But that's true, Kevin.
Holy Spirit.
That's true, because this is something that I've struggled with. And the reason I bring that up is because I don't want anybody listening to say, well, I know the Lord's with me, and therefore I'm just a bad Christian because I feel lonely. It's okay, and I think it's all a process. And sometimes our emotions get carried away. We let our emotions run wild, and then our intellect takes over, and we say, wait a minute, God is with me. And then we start to feel a little bit more comforted.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and loneliness, it can be real. If a person, you know, is alone or separated from others for a long time,
right.
we just have to be careful, because it can distort the way we think. It can make us, Thanksgiving is tomorrow. It can kind of make us forget all the blessings that God has given us in the past and still continues to give us. So it's another good thing, even if we're feeling some actual pangs of loneliness, to still be thankful to God, you know, for what He gives us,
mm-hmm.
and to be thinking of ways that we can thank God and connect, like even, you know, well, one would be to go to Mass, you know, be there with God, be
yeah.
there with the people of your church, if you know, if you're one of those people that you really don't have some big gathering to go to tomorrow.
Kevin, tomorrow we celebrate Thanksgiving, as you mentioned, and that's really the official or the unofficial beginning of the quote-unquote holiday season. Loneliness can be a very big problem for those who may not have a large family, who may not have any family, or maybe even some people who do have family, but as you said, they might feel disconnected. How would somebody deal with, or what are some ways to deal with the holiday loneliness?
Sure, you know, of course, there are spiritual lessons. Of one would be, you know, to kind of embrace solitude. If you really have nowhere to go, say, okay, how can I, you know, grow in my communion with God during this time?
Okay.
You know, part of your prayer could be, can the God guide me to think of some ways maybe to make some new connections? Sometimes, you know, people may be lonely. There may be plenty of friends who would invite them to join them, but they don't know the person's lonely. So you know, be brave enough to ask others what they're doing, you know, perhaps that you will be asked. Or also maybe to be aware, because it's estimated about a third of the adult population in the United States has significant loneliness.
Wow.
So remember, you know, you're never alone in terms of other lonely people. Maybe there are others that you can connect with. You know, go ask a person you think has nothing to do. You know, you can connect for a meal or do something together.
And in your book, you talk about lightening the burden of our neighbor's loneliness. Could we talk maybe a little bit about what we can do to help others around us who may be lonely, especially during this holiday season?
Yeah, exactly, because, you know, as I even researched this book, I had no idea myself at first how prevalent this feeling is of loneliness.
Wow.
About one person out of four says they have nobody close to confide in.
Mm.
One person out of three says they often feel lonely. So one simple prayer I've added, you know, to my morning prayers to God is, you know, God, you know, please open my eyes to the lonely today.
Mm.
You know, to make us aware that when we go out there, we are going to encounter lonely people. So if you're trying to decide, oh, should I make any comment to this person I come across or not, you know, always go for the taking the chance and, yes, make some kind of connection, you know, try to show that person that they're worthwhile.
Yeah, and that's something that even a lonely person can do, right? A lot of times we are so overcome by our own feelings of loneliness that we lose sight of the fact that maybe we can help somebody else out, and in return, we'll become less lonely by doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think in some sense that's one of the best fit therapy for people who actually are feeling lonely, is to reach out to others who are in the same position, and they're going to, you know, they're going to comfort each other in that way.
You mentioned, and in the book, you go through 30 ways to love your brother. And this is, some of these are very interesting. The third step I found very intriguing. Display the fact that you are aware of other people's presence. If you happen to be in the same small space, perhaps in an elevator or a grocery line, with acts as simple as a look in the eye or a nod of your head to acknowledge their human dignity. Kevin, that is something that, I live in the Philadelphia area. We don't do a lot of that. You know, like, we believe in, I don't want to look at anybody because they're going to think I'm nuts, right? That's hard for us sometimes.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it's true. It's true. Regional differences, you know. As
yeah.
Like you, you know, when you go around and travel, I see this. I'm in an elevator in Texas, and a man just, you know, starts up a conversation out of the blue, you know.
Right.
In Ireland, you know, other places, not quite so much.
Huh.
But you know, but wherever we live, we can do that. We can initiate those acts, you know, and they're so easy. But I think, too, some of us have this idea with all our modern focus on individualism and privacy that we never want to intrude. You know, but how intrusive is it to say, hi, you know,
yeah,
how are you doing? You know, and if we do that, we could be making, you know, a simple act that makes a difference for a person who's starving for attention.
Wow. And some of these steps are very difficult that you have in your book, very complicated, like step number five, how I can help somebody smile. Boy, that's a real tough one, Kevin. But all kidding aside, sometimes it's difficult to do that. But wow, anybody can smile at somebody else.
Yeah, we can all, you know, start with those little things, and you never know where it's going to lead, you know, the conversation that starts, maybe the friendship that develops, you know, and if no action is taken, it's not going to happen.
Right, right. And you also mentioned the importance of greeting loved ones with enthusiasm. This one touched me. You say how easy it is to take for granted the people who are closest to us, but doing so might contribute to their loneliness even while in our presence. You know, that really touches me because there are times when I go home with my wife and daughters and I get so wrapped up in looking at my phone and setting up interviews for the program and doing what I have to do, that I ignore the people who mean the most to me. And I feel really bad about that.
Well, I know what you mean, Gary. I've had the same things to myself. We have a favorite photo that shows me working on my master's thesis decades ago.
Yeah.
I'm hunched over a typewriter, and our about 4-year-old son is hanging onto my back.
Wow.
You know, while I'm doing that, so I'm thinking, you know, and of course I'm looking away from him because I'm typing. But, you know, it's a sweet picture, but it's also a reminder, you know. Yes, we have things, tasks that we have to do, but can we do it with our family and never forget and neglect them? Because, yeah, you know, it is possible that people that we're with ours every day, you know, may feel that we're not really giving them the attention that they crave and deserve from us.
I agree. The book is The Catholic Guide to Loneliness by Dr. Kevin Vost. Kevin, I see you're doing a lot of radio interviews. The book is getting a lot of publicity. What's the reaction been to this book?
Well, overall, you know, it's been positive. I hear from people who have specific reasons for their loneliness.
Okay.
A very common one I'm seeing is one of the toughest cases. That's people who've been bereaved, who've lost a loved one.
Mm.
You know, and again, I think that just shows the value of those relationships in the first place. The fact that we can thank God that we have them, and then also remember if we've lost a loved one, that obviously that loved one is not going to want us to be disabled by their loss. They're going to hope that, you know, they would inspire us to reach out to others.
Mm, what a great message. Kevin, I thank you for writing this book. I thank you for all the work that you do, and I thank you for being a regular guest on Spirit in the Morning. I'm grateful to have you on board, brother.
Well, it is truly my pleasure, Gary. God bless you and yours and all your listeners.
Thank you, Kevin. You can find Kevin online at drvost.com to find out more about his books, maybe invite him to your parish. And he is a great resource, and I'm just blessed to be able to have him on Spirit in the Morning.
Wow.
Dave. Powerful stuff.
Very powerful. And it's so important. I mean, great piece. I love that on loneliness. And
yeah.
I mean, because it has to focus our attention. Take care of those around us.
And you know, certainly we can turn to the Lord if we are lonely, but a lot of times he depends on us to reach out to those, and he'll work through us to help ease the loneliness of those around us.
Eyes, ears, hands, and feet. We are his eyes, ears, hands, and feet. So let's reach out and do what we can, even if it's to one person. It doesn't have to be a whole crowd.
That's right. So keep that in mind today. Go out and help somebody to be less lonely. When we come back, the Be Not Afraid Bible verse, plus I've got a special announcement. Stay tuned.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. In 2015, when a white gunman shot and killed 9 African Americans attending a prayer group in a South Carolina church, singer-songwriter Sarah Hart felt crushed by this act of racial hatred. In response, she wrote a song called Hallowed Ground. It includes the lyrics, "There is holiness in every crack and scar, and what we've rent upon this earth God means to heal. So until my bones return into the dust, let me be a light no dark could ever steal." The lyrics serve as a call to action for herself and anyone listening. During a Christopher Close-Up interview, Sarah told me, "For me, the commitment is to be gentle, loving, and kind, to embody as best I can the gifts of the Holy Spirit to the world." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
Do you want to have your business get noticed? Do you want to support and evangelize your faith? Underwriting Holy Spirit Radio is a great way to accomplish each of these. Holy Spirit Radio is a listener-supported nonprofit foundation. Join with other faith-filled businesses like yours. Business sponsorships start as low as $300 per month. Learn more at holyspiritradio.org. Call us at 215-345-1570 or email frank@holyspiritradio.org.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit,
Spirit,
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
We pray for blessings, we pray for peace, comfort for family, protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering. And all the while you hear each spoken need, yet love is way too much to give us lesser things. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? We pray for wisdom, your voice to hear. And we cry in anger when we cannot feel you near. We doubt your goodness, we doubt your love, as if every promise from your word is not enough. And all the while you hear each desperate plea, and long that we'd have faith to believe. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? And what if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? And what if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? When friends betray us, when darkness seems to win, life, the rain, the storms, the hardest nights, all your mercies in disguise.
And welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek. The name of that song was Blessings by Laura Story. You know, this is such an appropriate song for what we're discussing today on this day before Thanksgiving. Sometimes our greatest blessings come in the form of crosses, blessings in disguise, if you will. So as our first guest, Mary Beth, talked about today, let's make an effort to be thankful for everything in our lives that the Lord has given us, good and bad. Let's do our Be Not Afraid Bible verse for the day. It comes from Psalm 13:1. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? You know, that's a tough statement. That's something that might make you feel uncomfortable. But what we should always remember is that the Lord wants us in a relationship with him. That means there are going to be times when we have to ask the tough questions. How long, Lord? How long will you let me suffer? Have that dialogue with him every day. Don't be afraid. Just make sure that you're talking to him every day, right? And that's the way that that relationship grows. All right, I mentioned at the start of the program, Dave, or actually before the break, that I have a special announcement. Now, Dave, there's no doubt you are the hippest guy on this radio show.
Right? Oh, come on.
You're pretty hip.
Oh, man. So are you.
But next Friday.
So is Frank.
Next Friday, we found somebody who can top you.
Oh, my goodness. What?
The Catholic
I'm sure you did.
The Catholic hipster, Tommy Ty, will be on the program next Friday. Frank read from his book, The Catholic Hipster Handbook, last week. Well, we got Tommy to come on the show. Now, here's the deal. Here's what's interesting about this. Tommy lives in the Bay Area. So he's waking up at 4:30 to come on the show with us. You know how I got him, don't you?
The best show on Catholic radio.
You know how I got him. He told me, I hear you got this Cat Parker on the show, and I hear he's pretty hip. Tommy's looking for material for his next book. So once he knew that Dave Parker was
on
the show.
Brother. Hey, yeah.
Right?
Hey, well, we'll talk offline after the show, okay, he and I.
So I'm pretty excited about that news.
I might even go out to see him.
Tommy Ty will be here on the program next Friday. The Catholic Hipster, I hope you'll be able to join us. He really does a good job promoting the message that it's cool to be Catholic.
Yeah, yeah, I love that theme.
And it really is. Now, before we go off the air, Dave, I want to mention that we're going to be taking tomorrow and Friday off. We'll be playing best of programs. So we'll be able to enjoy Thanksgiving with our families. But we will be back on the air live on Monday.
Yes, we will.
You have big plans for Thanksgiving?
We're going to have my sons and their families over and some others. We're looking forward to it.
You know,
traveling, except in and around our house to the store to get last minute things.
You're doing the traditional turkey?
Yes, we're doing a turkey conventionally in the oven, not a
deep fryer. Okay.
Not a deep fryer this year. We're going to practice in the off season.
Yes.
Okay.
That's going to be good. How about you, Gare? We're going to my sister Ellen's house for Thanksgiving dinner, so Eileen doesn't have to cook this year.
Okay. All right.
We have hosted Thanksgiving for so many years, and I don't know if you remember, we had Eileen on the program last year talking about some of our turkey disasters, and I think everybody's got their share of turkey stories. And unfortunately, I have to take the blame for a lot of them too, because it's not just all Eileen. I was involved in many of these disasters, but
I know. I remember some of those stories. They were funny, but yeah,
happens.
We all do have them. And I Gare, happy Thanksgiving to you and Eileen and the girls.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I'm glad
to
Elizabeth
you, my
is doing well. And hi, Mary. Hope you have a great time off from school and everyone else, and thank you, everybody, all our listeners out there. As Gary was saying, we can always talk to God. And then remember, just be thankful, and I'm sure we all are, you know, even through our crosses and our trials.
That's exactly right.
That's exactly right.
So, again, we are thankful to have you as a listener of the program. And do us a favor, spread the word. Let other people know about Spirit in the Morning. Follow us online at spiritinthemorning.com. And let us know how we're doing. Send me an email, gary@holyspiritradio.org. What would you like to see on the show? Who would you like to see on the show?
Yeah, one thing at break or right before the show, something about football.
Oh, how could I forget this? But, you know. Yeah. Eagles, Bears.
Yeah, the Bears.
We got this one, Dave. I am not even concerned in
all
the
right.
least. Which scares
that,
me a little bit.
Now
that I say
too.
that scares me.
Just go get them, birds, you know?
That's right. And you know what?
Fly, Eagles, fly.
This is fun. This has been a fun year for the Eagles, and I'm telling you, man, we are looking like the real deal this
year. Absolutely. Praise God. It's about time. Yeah, it is.
It's come together. It is.
Right.
It's nice. So enjoy your Thanksgiving, and remember that we will keep you in our prayers. We ask that you keep us in your prayers as well. Thank you for listening to the program and for spreading the word about Spirit in the Morning. Also, don't forget to listen to Holy Spirit Radio, not just for Spirit in the Morning, but throughout the day.
Yeah, the other shows, and the national shows on our network, EWTN.
That's right. You can either listen online at holyspiritradio.org, or you can listen in the traditional way over the air at 1570 AM or 1420 AM.
Or say, Alexa,
That's right.
Turn on Holy Spirit Radio on TuneIn.
I like the way you say that,
Thank
Dave.
You. I've been practicing because I say it every morning to get Alexa on.
that's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are about ready to get out of here again. Thank you for listening to the program. Remember, wherever you go today, whatever you do, the Lord is with you. Turn around, say hi, and also say thank you. God bless.
God bless.
This show is produced with love by Holy Spirit Radio, inspired by the Holy Spirit, communicating